We are in the new moon of Sagittarius. Wow. Is somebody Sagittarius here? Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Great. Okay, so this is great. Who?
Luisa.
Wow, that's why I'm saying we're waiting. Okay, I'm going to ask that question again. Who is Luisa Sagittarius? Okay. Anyway, getting into the month of Sagittarius, usually it's a little bit easier than the last month of Scorpio. I'm not saying Scorpio is bad. I'm not saying that. Scorpio is a wonderful sign, but Scorpio awakening something called dinim. Dinim mean judgment. Scorpio is in charge of judgment. Now, judgment is not always a bad thing. Judgment is awakening of desire, like we studied before. Judgment is awakening of desire. So in the month of Scorpio, you're awakening of what you want. In the month of Sagittarius, you have all the fulfillment coming. So what you got to do? And that's why it's controlled by the planet Jupiter. The planet Jupiter is a planet of good luck. What is the planet Jupiter controlling? The month of Kislev, the month of Sagittarius, and in the month of Adar. Both months, miracles happen. If you remember, one holiday is Purim, one holiday is Hanukkah. Show you that the planet called Tzedek in Hebrew, Tzedek means justice, Tzedek can come from Tzedakah, charity, Tzedek means Tzedek, I'm right. You know, the whole idea of Tzedek, you know, don't ever tell a Sagittarius that they're wrong, because they're going to chase you for the rest of your life. Don't waste time on that, okay? Just doing that. I love always to put Sagittarius and Virgo in the same room. It's fun to watch. Virgo and Sagittarius in the same room, it's the best. It's the best. They have an argument. And I like to wake up some question. And I wake up some question, weird question. I said, who know what happened, this and this and that? And the Virgo, you know, very detailed, wouldn't say anything. She had to Google and said that. Nah. And said, no, that's not true. And they start in a very nice, elegant way. It's fun to watch. Virgo and Sagittarius. Anybody ever met Sagittarius and Virgo that get married? It's a very interesting couple. You know anybody that? Wow, that can be fun.
I think so.
Yeah, that can be fun. Anyway, it's a fire and earth. Sagittarius is a fire sign. So that means all fire sign suffering from ego, whether they admit it or not, all suffering from ego. All fire, Leo, Aries, and Sag, that's the core of the ego. So they usually will tell you it's not true, especially Aries will never admit that it's true. But all fire sign, why? Because the Kabbalists explained, Rabbi Isaac Luria, that fire, the flame go up. So they always want to be up. They always want to be above. So that's a fire sign. Earth sign always is a little bit down, depression, other issues. Every sign has issue. Water, too sensitive. You know, air, talking too much, you know, and all this that. So never tell your secret to air sign. You're Gemini, you're Aquarius, or what else? Libra. Anyways, let's go back and talk about Sagittarius from understanding what we got to do. So because it's the month of fulfillment, you have to act as you are fulfilled in this month. You have to compliment yourself. Last month, you have to look inside and judge yourself and change. This month, you have to look as you are already being complete. How does it look like as you've been complete? What is the complete you? How much you truly love yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you even love yourself? Do you even love what you see in the mirror? Body-wise, spirit, voice, vocal, everything about you. Now, if there is something you don't love, don't be busy judging yourself if you didn't do it yet. Do it. Do it. Just do it. This is the month of just do it. The Nike advertising, right? Just do it. Just do it. This is the month of just do it. Fulfill. Fulfill yourself. Go ahead and speak highly of yourself. You know, the greatest me. Talk to yourself. Don't worry about the ego in this month. The greatest me is about to share some advice with you. The greatest me. Now, I know that a lot of people worry with that kind of concept because they worry if the greatest me come from this side, if the greatest other me come from the other side, it will be some issue. But it's not true. Do you know that most people who destroy the world were insecure? Do you know that the insecure people destroy the world more than people who have ego? People who have ego were busy with their ego. They were not busy with the insecurity to destroy other people. So insecurity is the mother of all evil. Insecurity. So when people are saying, I'm insecure, that's why I'm humble, that's a lie. Insecure people are not humble. It's fake humble. It's not real. Insecurity is the worst ego that exists. So we say, what can I do? I'm insecure. I'm shy. So if you're shy, what do you need to do? Go do something to yourself so you get humiliated because you're so shy. No, you wouldn't do it because I'm shy. I can't speak in public. I can't do this. Why not? Get humiliated. It's good for the ego. That's how you know it's a lie. So all those people say, I'm shy, I'm insecure, I'm not capable. Bunch of balonies. It's not true. Not true. So in this month, stop hiding behind your shyness and insecurity and do something with your life and conquer something and do something. Not conquered in a bad way. I'm using it, conquered your negativity, your ego. That's what I mean by that. Now, reading for my note. So there is bilui, there is fulfillment, okay? The month called Kislev, many people send me from Israel, Kis Shel Halev, the pocket of the heart. I like it, the pocket of the heart, Kislev, pocket of the heart. But I'm using the word Kes, the word Kes, I would say Kes, kingdom, is like there is the chair, the throne, I think that's the word, right? The throne is where the king or the queen sitting on, that's called Kes in Hebrew. And then Lev. So if you want to become the king and the queen this month, you have to have a lev. You have to have a heart. You have to start using your heart. How do you use your heart? How is you activated that force called the heart chakra, what the Hindu call the heart chakra, the green? This is here. How do you awaken it? What do you need to do? Activate it. You need to be able to feel pain of another human being. You have to be able to feel once a day pain. Don't go into the pain. Because if you go into the pain, there's no point. You have to feel a pain in another human being and try to get them out of it. Every day in this month, what do we have? 30 days, 30 people. No big deal. Every day somebody else. Or the same person for the whole month. One person a month. One person. Is it a big deal? Feel their pain. But don't start with your ego about, I'm feeling the pain, I put it on my schedule, 11 to 11:15. Don't do that. Like, it's got to be real. It's got to be real. It's got to be feeling the pain. Feeling the pain. Feeling the pain. Are you feeling the pain of what happened in Thousand Oaks? It's not just sitting there and crying, but there is pain. Not just to the victim family. What about the mother of the guy who shoot? The one who hold the gun. What about him? What about his family? Nobody talk about him because he's the bad guy. There's no bad guy here, guys. There's no bad or good guy. There's no such a thing. There's a problem. We have a problem. It's not the gun. It's not the color of the skin. It's not religion. It's not gay or lesbian or straight. Or it's not about that. There is something going on in the human brain right now, in the mind. And whatever going on in that mind of a person, there's lack of spiritual education in the world. And I'm not talking about religious fanatic education. We're talking about spiritual education. When people truly start to understand that the answer is internally and I can change something from within, that's missing. And that's why if you want that chair, that throne of the king and queen, you have to feel what's going on. And you can practice. If you don't have anybody, practice. Go to your coffee place, go to other place, restaurant, places, walk in the street, go to the gym, look around you. Stop going to the gym and right away look at this little computer, manual, automatic, and hear my music, goodbye, towers, then get my carriages, machine. What is that? Just one person with pain in the room, gotta be one. Go around before you go on that bicycle. Go around, watch, feel, see what's going on. Yeah. Oh. Hi. How are you? Move on to your bicycle. What does it take? 1 minute. Feel pain. You go to buy in Ralph or whatever you buy your food, your organic apple or whatever it is. You know, people are fanatic about the organic apple and carrot. There is a dying person in the store right now. Skipping over that. Just next to you. You're buying your organic parsley and somebody next to you, like that. I'm busy buying the organic. You ever go to Whole Foods, that giant Whole Foods, that they have tomato in order, like soldier and everything perfect, and everybody's not looking at each other. You ever see it? Come with me, I will show you. Come with me one time, I will show you on Fairfax. It's not far. You come with me, you hold my hand, and I will start let you feel things. And I will show you how nobody, there is no eye contact. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want my organic stuff and get out of here. I hate the people, but I want the product. And they believe that's going to cure them. I want to isolate myself from human, but I want the product that they say it's never been isolated from the vegetables. Isolation means cancer. What is cancer? It's a cell that's been isolated from the body. It's a cell that refuses to die. It's a weird cell, crazy cell. doesn't want to die. Can you admit it? That's killed the whole body. The one cell that don't want to die killed the body. That's a tumor. In the movies. No, no, it's a joke. Movie episode. People at home, we have a screen here that changed, okay? Anyway, you want me to change it back? I can do that. I think I can do that. I don't know if we need it, Debbie, but if you want, I will do it anyway. Is it back?
I think it's back.
Okay. I don't remember where it was. So. All right. Anyway, so the end of this month, we celebrated the holiday called Hanukkah. All misconception what it was. People think it was some war. Greek, Maccabi. Nice. Then we light some menorah, 8 candles, very nice, olive oil or not olive oil, some memory. Hanukkah comes with the word Hanukkah. Hanu means park. You're parking your car. Where do you park the car? Ka. Ka means kaf 8, it's a 25. It's related to the concept called where are you parking your, it's called Shekhinah, where are you parking your essence? Where are you parking your soul? So why it has to do with the war, with the Greek, the empire, and all this and that? Because after all, most people don't even know what happened in that war. Nobody will tell you that within that war, actually what took place was actually a woman by the name of Judith. That story never told you in school, especially if you grew up Israeli. Nobody should tell you that. Judith, the sister of the Maccabees, dressed very sexy. Don't say that story. Rabbi will not allow that in school. And because she's dressed very sexy, she manipulated the Greek empire. And that's how the war ended. But that's, don't say it. It sounds better than Maccabee coming with a knife and there is big elephant and fighting and go home and won. After all, that's Maccabee. You know, those of you who know from Israel, because of Maccabee, you know, it's come from that. You know, the whole, because it's coming from Mika Mocha Ba'elim Hashem. Who are you like God among all the gods. So the Hanukkah means how you park your soul. In this month, how do you park your soul? How do you dwell all the Shekhinah to come on you? Also, other explanation from Rabbi Isaac Luria, Chana Kavav. Kavav means 26. I'm going to write it here so you follow me. So the word is Hanukkah in Hebrew. So you can either write it Chana Kavav. Kavav, this is the word is park, okay, like parking, or dwell. And 26 is the same value of the name of God, which is 10, 5, 6, and 5, and together is 26. Okay? So, meaning that the name of God was parking there, or how are you, if we take in this way, Chanu, as a unity, as a group, we're changing it from me, meaning myself, my selfish me, we just change the M into W and we get we, right? That's all what we gotta do. Change something in your consciousness from M into W and you're getting Hanukkah. You're getting to be able to park. You're able to, the creator, the divine, Yud Kei Vav Kei, everything together. So when you celebrate Hanukkah, you have to celebrate something else than just some history channel kind of a consciousness. And change it into something else. Change it into, what am I doing this month? How do I prepare that I'm basically get to my potential? And how do I get there? By again going back to Kislev, feeling the pain of other people and taking the throne. Now, more stuff. The planet Jupiter is a huge planet. It's unbelievable, powerful. Now, the sign of Sagittarius, it's controlled, according to Abraham, Abraham wrote basically a book called the Book of Formation. And he writes to us that there is basically, this is called Samech, this is called Gimel. This is two letters that Abraham explained to us that two of those letters control this month. Just to give you an example, last month was these two letters, Dalet and Nun. This letter basically control, Jupiter. So the planet Jupiter was created by this DNA. How is it just letter? Well, try to think about it. there is a frequency, a sound, and that frequency sound creating a shape. So this shape, there is something above that. It's a sound, it's a frequency. Okay? That frequency created that shape. That shape created the planet Jupiter. I cannot go into thousand details how it exactly works, but and I don't ask you to trust me, I ask you to study it. Because if you trust me, you're never going to study. I'd rather you study, don't trust me, okay? Study it, please. So the letter Gimel was created, create Jupiter. The letter Samech created Sagittarius. Look how beautiful it is. Last month was Dalet and Nun. Okay? So this letter, Dalet, create Ma'adim, Mars. This letter create basically the month of Scorpio. Look what happened here. It's funny. Those of you know the order of the Hebrew alphabet, you see that Gimel is before Dalet. See that? And Nun for Samech. Now, what happened here? Those of you who can follow me, it will be great. If you take Gimel, Gimel comes from the word Gomel, support. Support who? Dalim. Dalim mean poor. Support the poor. So you have Gimel and Dalet. Are you following me or I lost you? Follow me, whoever don't speak Hebrew. All the Israelis having good time, but I want to make sure that none is that. Luisa, are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I know I'm doing okay here. Okay, and then the next letter, it's called Somech, from the word Samech. Noflim. Samech and Nun. So what happened this month is a very, very serious event. Very serious event. We are having, if you take that together in a reverse way, you're getting Nun and Samech. You know what it's spelled like? Nes. You know what the Nes mean? Miracle. Miracle. So you want to know the miracle that happened in Chanukah, the miracle that you can do this month, how can you do it? You have to feel the pain of others. Because it's not normal to feel somebody else's pain. It's normal to feel your pain. So what do you need to do? What is the word to run away in Hebrew, in the Bible language? Do you know how to say it in Hebrew, all the Israeli? Are you, huh? Nas, very good. Lanus. Lanus. The verb is lanus, to run away. When you're running away from your own pain and feeling pain of another human being, you're creating a miracle. You want to create a miracle? I tell you how to create a miracle. No more you. Feel the pain of another human being. When you feel the pain of another human being, you get the throne, but you get a chance to create a miracle. Miracle is not coming something that everybody expected. Oh, God, make me a miracle. God, I'm ringing the bell hard. Where's the miracle? God said, I created the miracle. I'm waiting for you to run away from yourself so you can see it. You're busy all day long for yourself. How are you going to see it? Busy with your little cappuccino, latte, schmatte, the this, the ice. Grind it. Don't grind it. Oh, my God. Give me the organic. Lanus. Run away. And then we have Somech Noflim. Then we have Gomel Dalim. These months provide everything. Everything. So of course you're going to be happy. Of course you have to celebrate. Of course you have to have an affinity with the Creator that you are the best. Yes! But there is other people who don't think they are the best. There's other people that they are the next victim or the next criminal because they're so insecure. When you meet somebody so insecure, that's the next criminal. You are watching the next criminal. When I was working in a rehab for 2 years, and I work with people who've been in prison and all this and that. You meet people that if you listen to their story, it's almost not fair. You start feeling pain. Those people didn't do bad thing. They just come into a situation that they had no other choice. And I'm sure as a lawyer, you heard that too. It's almost not fair what happened. But the beginning of all the story is insecurity and victimization. We can't continue with that, okay? I want to make sure it's clear. So in this month, because of Jupiter, you can actually create miracle beyond the level of your full understanding. There's miracle for everybody and available, but you got to get out a little bit of the way. Now, those of you married to Sagittarius, you need to know when you come to a party or you come to a thing, they will lack a little bit of diplomacy. They don't doing it purposely. Don't hate them for that, okay? So they like a little bit of diplomacy. They might say, I don't know, I love the way your nails look like. Did you just put it on or something like this? They come up with words that they're very honest, but they can hurt you. But they don't mean to hurt you. Oh, my God, you're pregnant? No, I just gained weight, you know, something like that. So normal Sagittarius will do that. It's not because they... bad debut. They just say it. You know, they want to be friends, so they find a different way, and it's come out very bad, very bad. So it's similar to Leo. All fire sign has issue with the mouth, and when they speak, it sometimes come out wrong, and the people feel hurt by them, and they hate me. It's not they hate you. It's just that's the way they are. No, Sagittarius don't like liars. It's one thing that don't ever, ever, if you're in a relationship with the Sag, I mean, they're allowed to lie a little bit. They think it's the right time to lie, they will lie. But you cannot lie to them. When they find out you fake or you're a liar, either they leave you, either you are in the book of the bad book, but they will never know about it. You will never know you're in that book. Never. You will never know you are uninvited until you find you are uninvited. There is a book for them that's written there for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. Worse than Scorpio, by the way. You are for the rest of your life in that book, but it's with a smile. Oh my God, that's a problem. Nothing else. No big deal. Are we doing okay there? Technology? All right. Few more things. What's going to happen this month, 2018 of Sagittarius? Well, you need to know a little bit of astrology. Even if you don't know, I will explain it. Well, I don't know if you heard about planet Venus. You can go online. I mean, it's beautiful now. Google will tell you everything. So Venus is in Scorpio intensity. And by the way, from astrological point of view, we're still in Scorpio. Only from the Hebrew calendar point of view, we're starting Sagittarius. So you need to understand it's still there. It's still out there. Venus in Scorpio till November 15. So there is a lot of delusional in a relationship. So don't fall into kind of being happy or being sad. Nothing is said and done until after November 15. Things will be a little bit better. But then Mercury starts playing game with us, and your favorite Mercury is going backward. And when Mercury is going backward, it doesn't mean bad. In spirituality, in Kabbalah, it's actually mean good because it's giving you a chance to fix the old communication that didn't work out with other people. Most people get scared from Mercury in retrograde because they say, oh my God, everything is going to break. It's not that it's going to break. Whatever is fake is breaking and giving you a new to do something new. So it's giving you a chance to communicate in a better way. So if you had a fight with somebody or things didn't work, that's a chance to make peace. That's a chance to do better. Now you need to know, and I spoke with somebody from the stock market today, and usually I do forecasts for stock. It doesn't mean it's true, but I'm just giving an advice. Whatever happened in 1982 is going to repeat in business world in January 2019. So I'm just preparing people. I don't know what happened in 1982 because I didn't look, but it's a repeat of the chart, the same thing. So I don't exactly know what happened in 1982. I'm trying to go back in my mind. I don't remember what happened. I mean, I remember I almost went to the army that year. So that's all what I know. I'm Israeli, so I don't remember what happened in that year, but that's it. So 1982 is repeating itself. Pluto and Mars are becoming together. It's not the easy thing. I need to be honest with you and be prepared. But this is happening. You have to worry about it January, February. Right now we are in November. So till November 15, it's not easy. Try to be strong to deal with communication about romantic relationship, about love, husband, wife, romantic, friendship. It's not always clear what's really going on, and you don't know what's real, what's not real. Scorpio usually clear the road for you and tell you that's real, that's not, goodbye. Sag is not a clear cut. It's not going to be a clear cut. So it's a kind of a, well, let's wait for tomorrow, see what's happening, and deal with it later. So Scorpio, it's a, I want to deal with it in the next 5 minutes. Kill it or keep it alive. That's it. That's Scorpio. Finish it. Better, Scorpio love clarity more than anything. Sag, it's, you know, you got to talk about it. Why you want to know? When do you want to know? How do you want to know? It's a very different month. So get used to it, okay? Now, what happening in a higher level of consciousness, another level? The name of God that spell Yud-Kevav-Ke, I don't know if you're familiar with it, the Tachagramaton, it's have an order. There is 12 ways to rewrite the name of God. The way that you write the name of God in this month, every month you write it differently. The way you write it in this month, the 2A, the name of God, let me draw it so you all get it clear. The reason I'm writing the letter Kuf instead of A because I'm not allowed to erase the name of God, and for that reason I have to write it in a certain way, okay? So this is the normal name of God. Is it written? Just in your mind, change this to this, okay? change kuf to hey. The way it's written this month, okay? Vayar yoshev ha'atzba. Is this way. So it's written, as you can see, that this letter went here, and this letter went here. Now when those two letters, those are called a female letter. The female letters are together. There is male letters and there is female letters. The female letter become friendly. This letter representing the lower female, and this is representing the upper female. We need to explain to you. Female has a unique energy within them, and that's what the Talmud writes, that when a man get married, they don't do it anymore. It's a kind of insult. The rabbi used to ask, Motze or Matzah? They ask him two questions, Motze or Matzah? Motze mean found, Matzah find. It mean you found already. And what is that question even? So the Talmud explained, Motze ani et ha'isha kasha mimavet. I'm finding this woman to be worse than death. Or Matzah, it's Matzah isha Matzah tov. I found a woman, and that's why I found all the good things in my life from this point on. So they show you that there is two. Now, why is God creating something that seems disturbing a little bit? So then the Talmud continue. It's only in the Talmud, by the way. And the word they use in Talmud is kind of embarrassing. People normally don't like to talk about it. And they said there is a woman that sometimes a man need to meet. And that woman will be, the word they use is Kalbata. Kalbata in Aramaic means the female aspect of the dog. Now you know where the words come from, okay? The female aspect of the dog, it's called Kalbata. And explain that sometimes a man, to find his soulmate, to find his bat zug, need to meet first Kalbata. If he doesn't meet Kalbata, he can never meet his soulmate. So he need to meet that evil woman from the A of Malchut to destroy him as bad as possible, take all his money, make him nobody, and then he deserves to meet his soulmate. So a man has to go to that now, because the man has never been on the ground, on Malchut. So a lot of women expect kind of the men to get it. Men will never get it. Let me make sure you don't get ever disappointed. Men will never get it what you get, never. Man is a first edition. It's come from the ground. It's called first edition. Woman come from the bone of the man, meaning that she's a second edition. She come from human. So it's a little bit more elevated. Not to try to be nice to the women here. I'm telling you a fact. It's in the Tikkuni HaZohar too. The woman is always one step ahead of a man. A man will never admit it, and you should never say it to a man. I'm just saying it to the class. That's stupid to say it to a man, and a man will never admit it, but as a class, I'm very brave to say it, but after the class, it doesn't mean I agree with it, you know? Make sure that it's clear. So the idea is, this is just a content from the book. So the idea is, we need to understand. No, it's very important to understand it, like at least the intellectual understanding of it, that men created actually from dirt. That's where they come from. And after it was created human, it took from a human, which is elevated, to create another human. So it's showing you that it's a different level. So when a woman expects a man to get it, it's such a waste of time. You are wasting your life on nothing. They don't get it. Just give an order and make sure they do it. And that's it. Why you expect them to get it? No, seriously, it's so sad. Because I have a friend. She's a lady. That's the reason I'm telling you that story. She's a tough Sagittarius, but tough. My God, she's so tough. And the only reason she's tough, she's good. Everything perfect about her. But with the man, she's a little bit too much, you know? And it doesn't mean she's wrong. She just asked the man to do a certain thing in a certain way. And every time he doesn't do it perfectly, he doesn't do it by that, and then she want to get divorced. And I said to her, listen, you've been divorced 2 times. This is the third marriage. The third marriage, what make you think that that would be okay? You know, you ever saw the movie The Devil Wears Prada? You know that movie? So you remember the woman there, the boss, I don't remember who played it, but the boss who going like around and this and that. So that could be Sagittarius, just to let you know. Okay? I don't want to take it wrong. I'm so sorry for insulting. That, I know everybody thinks she's a Virgo, but no, that can be Sagittarius. That's a classic Sagittarius that... When the man tried, I think in part of the movie, divorcing her husband, and she cannot believe it happened to her again. What happened? What did I do? What did I do? Nothing. You just don't get it. You just don't get that there is in front of you, a guy who will not get it. Why do you try to train him to get what he doesn't want to get? There's no point. So there is a bit of control within the months of Sagittarius that might happen to each and every one of us, and we need a little bit to be careful with this control issue and control freedom. Now, the last thing, no, before the last thing, so the, when the Malchut, when the physical, illusionary, dark, meet the other female, which is perfectly an angelic, this month you can convert within you the dark side to become a positive side. It's not about converting the other person to become better. I'm converting me. I'm making sure that I'm becoming better. Now, last thing. When the Israelites cross over the Jordan River, I don't know if you've ever been in the exact point where they cross it. It's called Kasar al-Ya'ud. It's funny, it's in Arabic. It's exactly the place where John the Baptist took Jesus, you know? It's exactly the same place where Elisha the prophet went to heaven. Three events happened in the same spot. Three events happened exactly the same time. The Jordan River, you can see Jordan from here, Israel from here, and people go there and do that mikveh or do the baptize or whatever it is. Every piece of the land of Israel is divided to one tribe. The one tribe that took Jerusalem was Benjamin. Benjamin. So, who is Benjamin's mother? Rachel. What happened when she gave birth to him? She died. She died on the spot when she gave birth to him. And then the Nachalah, that spot of Jerusalem, belonged to Benjamin. Why am I sharing this with you? After Benjamin, many years later, the first king of Israel that I mentioned before, King Saul, came from also from that same tribe. And his son, the famous son, is Jonathan. Jonathan and King David were best friends. They called their friendship Ahavat Nashim, love of a woman. Many people translate it into gay lover because people don't have the full understanding of what it is. Not that I'm against or for, but I'm just saying many people translate it in the wrong way. What is this Ahavat Nashim? What is this love of a woman that they have between them? One of the Kabbalists by the name of Kerem Shlomo lived not too long ago. One of the greatest Kabbalists that he did something, his son did something in the time of the Holocaust. That's for another time. I wanted to mention just the Pirush, just the explanation. So he explained, what is that Ahavat Nashim between Jonathan and King David? God chose King David to be the next king because King Saul didn't do exactly what he was supposed to be doing. Jonathan get friendly with the next king to come. King Saul, the father of Jonathan, was very angry with him. He said, how can you do it to me? How can you get friendly with the next king with that next king taking my position? Shame on you. And Jonathan hidely continued to meet with King David. No matter what happened, they stay friends. When they say that they have Ahavat Nashim, let's look for who is the grandmother of King David. If you go back, the great-grandmother of King David is Leah. The grandmother of Jonathan is Rachel. I don't know if you know the story of the Bible. Rachel and Leah were sister, twin sister. When Jacob wanted to marry Rachel, the father, Laban, flipped and he covered the kalab, covered the bride with clothing, and he put Leah instead of Rachel. He didn't let Rachel marry the love of her life. You think Jacob was stupid? Jacob knew it's coming. He knew the father. He said, Laban is using witchcraft. He's a liar. So I'm going to trick him. He went to Rachel and said, listen, I think your father is going to play a game on me. I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to teach you to do five things under the chuppah, under the canopy. And when you do with your hand like that, I know it's you and not your sister. She said, okay, cool. They have a deal. So now they're dressing Leah to get married. Rachel is there. She looks at her sister, twin sister, says, ah, she's going to go to the canopy. She will be so embarrassed because she doesn't know that we actually have a deal to put that sign. Then Rachel looks at her sister, says, I cannot embarrass my sister. I rather sacrifice the love of my life than embarrassing my sister. She went to Leah, said, listen, honey, I don't want you to get embarrassed. I'm going to teach you those five things. and you can win my the love of my life, Jacob. And that's what happened. Leah married at that night Jacob. And Jacob realized he was fooled. He was fooled by Laban that he expected, but he always was fooled by the love of his life. He was very confused. In those days, men used to meditate before they make love because they knew even what child they're going to bring to the world. What was the first child that was born after that making love? His name is, who know, the first child that was born? Reuven. Reuven. You know you write Reuven? You know you write Reuven? You write... Rabbi Isaac Luria said, Reuven mean Reu, Ben. See, it's a boy. Jacob didn't know what soul he drew down from heaven. He knew he made love with the top consciousness. But he drew down a soul that he never recognized what it was. So he called it a Ben, a boy. I know it's a boy, but I don't know what it is. The love that Rachel has for Leah and Leah for Rachel, not to insult each other, is the Ahavat Nashim. Is the love of the woman than Jonathan and David was scary. Now you know why Jerusalem is on the spot of Benjamin. Because the way that Jonathan loved back David, like his grandmother, Leah, and his grandmother Rachel have loved, Jerusalem is built on that spot. And Jerusalem cannot be built until we show love, until we activate the love. The bloodshed that happened there thousands of years and it's keep, and it's just not stopping. Until we don't find a way that we can get along and we love each other, find a spot inside of you to love. Then it's blocked. This month is capable of doing that. This month has within it a possibility to love the people that are not in the mood to like them. To find good and people that are not in the mood to see the good in them. And this is what this month is all about. And I hope that all of us together will change something in our consciousness because I think it's possible. But I want you, before you go and before I go, if you can just close your eyes and maybe keep your feet down on the floor like that and try to let go of your electronic and the phone and the bags and the money and everything else and just relax a little bit. You can either open your hand and put it on your knee like that or you can do that, but don't cross arm and leg, please. I want you now to focus on your breathing, please. And when the way you focus on your breathing, you inhale, hold it for about 3 seconds, and exhale, and then hold it again for 3 seconds. So let's practice a little bit. Just inhale. Good, hold it. Exhale. Good. And again, inhale. Hold it. Exhale. Very good, very good. Keep doing it again and again and again. Until you feel like your body getting relaxed, feeling comfortable. I want you to go to a place, travel in your mind to a place where you feel truly comfortable. And I want to take you on a journey to meet someone. So please join me on this journey. There is a place. It's a beautiful tree, beautiful source of water. It can be a lake, not deep. I want you to be able to see yourself crossing this lake. No worry, no fear. It's not deep. Just getting to the other side, please. It's a little bit chilly. I want you to be able to go from one side to the other side. You can feel the warmth of the sun. And as you're getting to the other side, I want you to look for a cave. See the cave. Don't be afraid. It's not dark inside. Go inside. There's somebody I want you to meet. There's a place to sit there. And the person who's going to walk in, the first face that you're going to see, is a person that you have a hard time to forgive. You find it very difficult to forgive that individual. I know it's difficult. I know you don't want to do it. But it's necessary for your own growth, for your own spiritual growth, to be able to forgive. Because forgiving makes you opening a new page, makes you free. Invite them, sit with them, and ask them for forgiveness. And ask them to forgive you, and you forgive them. Being able to release that pain that's holding you back. Sit there for a while. Have conversation. It's not something that's happening right away. After all, the A from the bottom going up to the A above. There's a union that removes negativity and turns it into positive. It's all within you. I want you to be able to express to them love. I want you to be able to receive love. I want you to be able to have oneness with them. Because once you pass through that negativity, that's hard things to forgive, you will find yourself in an all new level. Thank you. You can open your eyes now, and I want to wish you a Chodesh Tov, a great month, a wonderful month, amazing month, and let's wake up the love until it will be activated. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you. It's very nice all of you to be here.